Gong hai fat soi. Gong hai fat soi to all my listeners. Now, I know a lot of you probably are going, huh? What did he just say? But I'm hoping at least a few of you smiled and nodded your heads when I said that. You see, gong hai fat soi is a popular Chinese New Year greeting in Cantonese, and it directly translates to wishing you great happiness and prosperity, and was commonly heard on February 16th, 2018, when China celebrated its Lunar New Year, welcoming the Year of the Dog. Now, each year, the Chinese calendar is assigned an animal of the zodiac, and this pattern is repeated every 12 years. Last year was the Year of the Rooster, and the year before that was the Year of the Monkey, and this is the Year of the Dog. So, what can markets expect in 2018 from the Year of the Dog? To get some clues, I conjured the thoughts of my old pal Sam Stovall from CFRA Research, who looked back to prior years of the dog, 1934, 46, 58, 1970, 82, 94, and 2006. Notice the 12-year pattern. Here's what he found. In 1934, the S&P 500 was down 1.2%. In 46, it was down 8.5%. Now, in 1958, markets were up a whopping 44%, 70 up 3.6, 1982 up an amazing 20%, 1994 up 1.3%, and in 2006, 12 years ago, the S&P 500 was up a very solid 15.5%. So, in years of the dog since 1934, markets were down just 2 times with only modest dips, and were up 5 times with very respectable gains in 3 of those 5 up years. The worst year of the dog was in 1946 when the markets were down 8.5%, and the best was 1958 with stocks up 43.7%. So what might this year of the dog give us? Well, with the S&P 500 up almost 16% over the just concluded year of the rooster, with stocks strongly up since March 2009, and with significant recent volatility, I think it's a little unlikely, but not out of the question, that we'd have outsized returns. If history is anything to go by, our worst case could be a correction of about 10%, in line with the 8.5% drop in 1946's Year of the Dog. In general, the Year of the Dog hasn't been too brutal on the markets, so let's hope that's the case this time too. So, I started to think about other calendars and patterns that might light the way to the future. Let's look at the predictive powers of the Mayan calendar. The Mayan calendar system consists of the long count calendar over a span of 5,125 years, and the end of the long calendar signals the end of the world and the celebration of a new cosmic dawn. Friday, December 21st, 2012, marked the end of that world, according to the Mayans, but that date fortunately passed without any great upheaval, and most of us lived to see the cosmic dawn. I guess the Mayans were off by a few years. You know, had their long count calendar ended March 6th of 2009, when the market was just recovering from the banking collapse, I might have well been a believer in the Mayans' power of predicting a new cosmic dawn. But alas, with markets in the middle of a solid upswing in December 2012, I have to admit my faith in the powers of prophecy was a bit shaken. So if you think of a calendar as a series of patterns, whether it be 12 years in Chinese or 12 months in the Judeo-Christian calendar, other patterns come to mind. One such pattern that appears in nature is the Fibonacci sequence. It's basically a simple series that starts with the number 1, and every subsequent number in the series is the sum of the 2 previous numbers. So it's 1, and then it's 1 again, and then it's 2, 3, 5, 8, and 13. So you see the 2 was the sum of the 1 and the 1 before it. The 3 was the sum of the 2 and the 1 before that, and so on. What's interesting, especially about this simple sequence, is the ratio of each number to its preceding number. So remember I said the last 2 numbers were 8 and 13? Well, if you look at the ratio of those 2 numbers, 13, and you divide it by 8, it's about 1.6. 8 divided by 5, which is the number before it, is 1.6. 5 divided by 3 is about 1.6, and so on. In fact, the average of all these ratios work out to be about 1.6. And that's the golden ratio, as it's called because it's seen a lot in nature. For instance, the ratio of female to male honeybees in a hive is about 1.6. Sunflowers, which have opposing spiral seeds, have a 1.6 ratio between the diameters of each rotation. Now look closer to your own body. Measure the distance from your head to your feet and divide that by the length from your belly button to your feet. You're going to get somewhere around the range of 1.6. This golden ratio also seems ubiquitous in the stock market, with price movements and new support and resistance levels connected to Fibonacci percentages. And if you're interested in checking this out further, there's plenty of links online. Fibonacci is Fibonacci. Then there's the Elliott wave theory, which is often used in conjunction with the Fibonacci ratios. The theory is named after Ralph Nelson Elliott, who used the rhythms of nature to suggest that markets move up in a series of 5 waves and down in a series of 3 waves. But while other theories try to time market movements, Elliott suggested no absolute time requirements for a cycle to complete, which was pretty smart of him because, as we all know, the timing and duration of a bull or bear market is virtually impossible to predict. As John Maynard Keynes famously said once, the market can stay irrational longer than you can stay solvent. So getting the timing right, especially if you're speculating, is imperative. Now, there's no scientific basis for the predictive powers of the Chinese zodiac or the Mayan calendar, or arguably of Fibonacci or Elliott wave or anything else I've ever seen. Maybe the ability of AI, artificial intelligence, to predict the market will change all of that. We'll have to wait and see. So guessing market corrections based on a lunar or Mayan calendars is a fun exercise, and such prognostications are about as accurate as Punxsutawney Phil. So take all of this with a sense of humor and a huge pillar of salt. And don't forget, if you want to read all about this or listen again online, go to our website, stevepomerantz.com, and sign up for our weekly update where you'll get this stuff in your inbox every single week. That's stevepomerantz.com.